Bar and restaurant owners in Wellington, Te Whanganui Atara, say they're hanging on to business by the skin of their teeth. They're blaming the usual suspects, the pandemic, cost of living, interest rates, supply costs and labour shortages, but also say that Wellington City Council needs to do more to ensure their survival. Their mayor admits things need to change. Our reporter Lauren Crimp has more.
In the capital's CBD, reviews of its nightlife probably equate to 3.5 stars on TripAdvisor.
Tragic. Courtney Place is grim. There's no good places for our age group, older age group. Youth have destroyed it.
It's probably like the better nightlifes in New Zealand. Like, I always have a good time when I'm out.
Cool restaurants, cool cocktail bars. After work drinks are always really good.
Some spots have closed that I miss, but there's always something that's open, something that's happening. Anytime I'm walking through town at night, it always seems pretty busy.
Right now, ever since after the pandemic, like everything's opening up and I think it's getting busier now.
I think it's okay in certain areas, but Courtney Place is trash. When I went there on Saturday night, it really changed the vibe of the evening and just sort of turned a little bit slimy.
Those behind the bars are struggling. Hospitality New Zealand board member and bar owner Jeremy Smith warns of a domino effect.
We can't have too many more empty shops or businesses along Courtney Place or even, you know, other streets in Wellington. As soon as too many of those pop up, you start ending up finding it quite difficult to keep the vibrancy going.
He says many businesses are just hanging on, but he's convinced Wellington's hospo heartbeat will remain strong. But Sean Golding, owner of 5 establishments, from a dive bar to high-end restaurants, isn't so positive.
It's pretty depressing, to be honest. I don't think I've felt this disheartened about the city and how shabby it is for such a long time. It just feels like it needs a clean and it needs some pride put back into it.
Sean Golding says the council holds the key to the industry's success. He wants it to clean up the streets, better understand their needs, and make consenting and licensing easier. And a big one, ensure the capital is affordable for students who are choosing other cities for their studies.
That's a huge workforce for us, not to mention their disposable income. When they go out at night and they spend a bit of money, that all contributes, you know, but they've got nowhere to live.
He says hospitality has been let down by a series of disinterested mayors and they're pinning their hopes on Tory Whānau. She says she hears them. As an inner-city dweller who frequents local bars and restaurants, she's the woman for the job, and things will soon change.
I do know things have been a bit tough lately, and our council has a part to play in that, especially along Courtney Place and, of course, Cuba, where it's becoming quite pricey to even have a bar there.
Tory Whānau says she'll push council to strip back the bureaucracy bar and restaurant owners face.
The biggest issue that I'm hearing from our bar owners is the licensing and consenting process. We need to make it a lot easier. So I'm going to work with council officers to see what we can do, make it more streamlined, make it a bit quicker, so we can kind of get those bars up and running.
Tory Whānau says the paperwork has just been signed for a fresh council role of city manager, who will work with bars and restaurants to make consents more accessible. She says council is amping up its event strategy to bring more people into the capital and working on better housing and public transport options so the city is once again attractive to cash-strapped students.
Lauren Crimp reporting.